No problem.
Colin Croft from Trinidad via Guyana, concluding our section on World Cup qualifying on Sports World from around the world. Before we go, though, let's get a word on the ongoing dispute in the NBA, though. This is a story, of course, we've been following right around the world for some time now. It's seen a delayed start to the NBA basketball season. On Saturday, the NBA's commissioner, David Stern, blamed greedy agents for trying to ruin a new deal with the players. The row, as we've been hearing over the weeks, is about the allocation of basketball-related income between the players and the owners. The two sides don't seem to be getting an awful lot closer to a reconciliation. Let's hear more about what's been happening in the negotiations this week from Chris Sheridan, basketball writer and broadcaster who joins us on Sports World from New York. Chris, are we any closer?
Well, we're at a point now, Richard, where the players' union, there's one player rep on each of the 30 teams, and those guys have been called into New York, and they're going to be briefed on the proposal that's on the table. That's happening Monday morning. After that, they're either going to recommend that it be put to a vote, or they're going to ask the league to make a couple more changes, or they're going to say, you know what, we're not going to put this to a vote. It's not a good enough deal. That'll be determined on Monday, and then where it goes from there is a matter of who's calling whose bluff, because the deal that's on the table is very, very favorable to the owners. They've gained back $3 billion, American dollars, over the next 10 years. The players are going to make $300 million less per year, and that's exactly the amount that the NBA said it was losing. So they've recouped all their losses, and they've really put a lopsided deal on the table for the players, and now it's kind of being forced down the players' throats. And naturally, there's some resentment among the players who are union members, and they have to follow now union protocol to determine whether the deal that is on the table is going to be passed as it looks, or whether it's going to be passed on. And if it's passed on, this labor dispute could continue a while longer.
Yes, there was talk, I remember discussing this last weekend, of the NBA's, the owners, setting an ultimatum and saying to the players, listen, if you don't accept this deal, then we will offer you a worse deal in future. Is the better of those two deals still on the table as we speak?
Well, right, that was the ultimatum last week, and then the commissioner of the NBA, who also happens to be the emperor of the NBA, he stopped the clock Wednesday at 5 o'clock, and when you're the emperor and you stop the clock, you get to do that, and the clock has still stopped, and the commissioner said until we hear back from the players when their executive committee meets, the clock is going to remain stopped. So really that ultimatum has held, but the funny thing about this, Richard, is that these ultimatums play out over a 7-day period where the winds shift from day to day. And as you said in your intro, the agents are certainly not very happy with this deal. And to what degree can they go to derail it, I think, is one of the big parts of the equation as we head into the Monday morning meeting of the Players Union's executive board.
Right, so we've got about a minute left on the program, Chris, but I mean, there's clearly a key meeting again on Monday, but we must be at a point here where both sides realise that if they don't strike a deal now, then the season's pretty much done for, isn't it?
Yes, but it's it's been a game of chicken with these sides, especially with the owners kind of dominating this negotiation and giving the players ultimatums. And the players basically have $2 billion that they'll make collectively if the season is played. And if they say no to this deal, at least a half of that money is going to go away, because they'll go into January before they settle this thing if there's not a reconciliation right away. In fact, there's a chance they may miss the whole season. But it's completely illogical, because the owners have won this negotiation, and they should find a way to make sure that it gets through one way or another. But
thank you, Chris.
Right now, they're threatening otherwise.
Chris, thanks very much indeed. Chris Sheridan from New York on the NBA dispute. Abu Jallo in Sierra Leone says, Peter Odemwingie in our interview expressed his true views about Russia. We hope the staging of the 2018 World Cup will make them change their ways towards particularly black players. Thank you very much for your contributions today. Hope you enjoyed Sports World. We're back next weekend.